motivated her and so many was love. She loved the Colonel. She's moved by love, passion, desire, and we are moved by the same thing. That's why we need our hearts. That's why God comes to heal our hearts and wants us to live from the depth of our hearts, because duty and obedience, it will only get us so far. We need the fullness of our hearts in order to live the life that Jesus is inviting us to live, a life that is constrained by the love of God. Mother Teresa devoted her life to the poor. Why? Because she was captured by the sacred romance. Because God was the love of her life. And in serving them, in serving the least of these, she was serving Jesus. It was her response to being loved. She didn't do it to get love or to get a great reward, although great rewards are coming. But she did it because she loved her King. I'm going to show you another picture. This is a nanny working for a family, but it's a family where the children are being provided for, but love is being withheld. They have all of the food that they need, but they are starving. And she sees it, and she risks losing her job so that she can fight for them, speak for them. Maria in The Sound of Music. She's lovely. She is pretty fierce. She's not a woman to be overlooked, but a woman to be contended with. She does speak the truth in love. There is nothing lost in her femininity. Yes, she's strong, but she's not hard. True religion is serving widows and orphans. These children had a father, but they were virtually fatherless. She wasn't cruel, but she was loving. One last picture. A friend of mine is a missionary in Colombia. Janine is a missionary to some of the most dangerous prisons in Medellin, Colombia. South American prisons are ruthless, and this particular one has the reputation of being the most ruthless prison in all Colombia. It has a culture of death. Janine is actually a scholar. She teaches Hebrew at the seminary, but she's heard about something going on here at this prison, and she's intrigued and wants to be a part of it. Well, what has happened at this prison was a pastor in the city has gotten a vision from God. And in the vision, the Lord was holding this prison and bringing it down, like coming.